Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Hope you are having a great start to your Tuesday. We're certainly going to treat you good around here. Got your host, James, behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, our co-host, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And the best listeners on the radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. We got fun things lined up for you this morning. We understand that was not the normal weather that you were used to. It gives me a segue into mentioning our phone lines are still down.
Oh, no.
And my voice is still sore from doing a live sports call-in show with no phone calls. We are working on that. We got our good people on it, everybody. So we're going to get that fixed as soon as we can. And we will be joined by our good friend Brittany Merlot as soon as we can this week. Melissa and I are just going to pretend that... No, we're not going to. We'll play the forecast that we have here. We did have an opportunity there that you and I, if we ever wanted to be meteorologists, we could have pretended right there. We're both
actors.
There's
a day outside. It's happening today. There'll be weather today.
You're going to go outside and feel air.
Yeah. Get the air on your face.
Oh, and the trees are changing. Temperatures are going down.
Maybe we won't hit 80 today. For your super accurate forecast from those of us who are absolutely not qualified to do it.
Back in the day, the great late George Carlin had a great hippy dippy weatherman skit that he did. I like the idea of us doing some kind of like more of a lazy version of weather. It's gonna be is what it's gonna be out there, man.
Yeah. Like you just gotta what it be.
Just roll with it. Like that's what are you gonna do? Change it?
I gotta change the weather.
You can't change the weather. Just keep going, man. Something out there today.
Okay. We need Brittany back.
Okay, thanks, Ted, for the weather. We do need Brittany back. We got good things coming up for you, everybody. We're going to get into the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club in a little bit. Got the when do people start dreading the change of the clocks? How long before that change do we start dreading that?
When I got reminded of it this morning.
Yeah. Chaos packaging, what is it? We'll discuss. Got that one coming up. What are your favorite kind of nuts? It is National Nut Day. That is why we're talking.
Obviously, James and Melissa.
Thank you. Melissa, I had a good 5 to 10 minute segment there lined up, basically just to give that joke.
Sorry, didn't mean to ruin it for you.
It's fine. It just hits the mark even more that you thought of it too. It's perfect. We'll get into that a little bit later. We got plenty of more fun things. 9 o'clock hour. Going to touch on some entertainment news. We will also get into some local theater action going on, both here in town and at CWAC. A lot of fun things going on there. And we will touch on what food is delicious in small amounts, but not so much maybe in bigger amounts.
Ah, yes.
And speaking of food.
I just was thinking of Seth and candy corn. Couldn't help it.
We did bring up the phone lines earlier and everything because wanted to let everybody know that you guys are great about calling into our show with your comments. Won't be able to today, but you can direct message us on our Facebook pages just like That's we encourage right. you to do with your birthdays and anniversaries and stuff.
Absolutely.
But with the extra, with the time and running around today, I had a little more time to listen to our friend Pat Kreitlow's show, Up North News.
Nice.
I got to hear some of that this morning and everything. And Pat always, I think, is a great segue into what we do. And you've been on his show many times over the years.
Yep, every Wednesday morning.
Yeah, be sure to check that out tomorrow morning, everybody. Part of the reason we are talking about it today is certainly to encourage you and remind you of it tomorrow morning to catch Melissa's segment with
segue
Pat.
Segue into the Sunrise Show on 105.5 because it's from like 6:50 to 7 that I'm on with him.
Works out perfect. I'm able to hear you right in there. You guys always have fun together. You guys got a great chemistry together, and it's great having Greg on there as well.
Oh, of course.
And one of the things that I enjoy about that, what Pat does, is also his newsletter, and the newsletter of Up North News, I should say. I subscribe to this, and always look forward combing through it and everything. Now, there's tons and tons of great stuff in there, and encourage people to check check it out. Oftentimes, a lot of the topics they'll be doing, Pat will be talking about in the morning, so I don't want us to talk about it an hour later or something like that. But there's sometimes ones that I feel like, people in Wisconsin, we feel like we have to discuss, Melissa.
Right, and it's definitely worth mentioning.
Wisconsin's top 8 cheeses, according to local chefs.
Woo.
I like the caveat there with the local chefs. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I feel like that makes it an even more interesting kind of list. And again, you can get this just signing up for the Up North newsletter and plenty of other great, Wisconsin topics and everything. Mm-hmm. And plenty of great news of what's going on with our friends up north. Be sure to sign up for that at upnorthnews.com. And you can go find out at the Civic Media website at civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. Let's dive into these and see what these are. Our state cheesemakers produced 26% of the country's cheese, which is a great note right there to begin with.
That's quite a lot.
Yeah. Dairy State. That's Dairy State, baby.
we didn't just call it that for no reason.
And not just because it sounds good, it means something. So our chefs, the cheese that they chose, number one out of these, is at 67% America's Munster cheese.
Munster cheese. I would not have picked that one.
Me neither. Did not see that coming.
I can see that from chefs, because Munster maybe isn't one that you're going to eat on its own, but as an addition to a menu item,
Yeah.
Included on a sandwich or in, I don't know, mac and cheese. I mean, there's lots of ways you can use Munster. Speaking as the person who is lactose intolerant in this conversation.
Yeah. It was kind of a cruel subject to throw at you.
It's all good.
I did see it. And I thought it was really good. I emailed Melissa this morning. I should have done it yesterday, but I didn't send the email.
I wouldn't have seen it.
True. It took me like 2 minutes later. I'm like, oh, no. It felt really bad.
That's okay. I love cheese. Cheese is fantastic.
It's part of why I thought it would work, but then I thought... Mm-hmm.
But there's also, it's worth pointing out that some of these are harder cheeses, or they have less lactose in them. Mm. I think mozzarella, when we get to that one, is one of them.
Interesting. Oh, see, I didn't know that. Oh. Mm-hmm. Number two on the list, at 43%, America's brick cheese.
Brick cheese. What does that even taste like?
Yeah, I was trying to look into that one and everything, and I'm sure I've had it, but I'm not sure what they mean by that. Okay. Next up at 26% is cheddar.
Cheddar.
I thought
that would have been number one, but
okay. Yeah. And at 25%, mozzarella.
Yep. Gotta have that. Everybody loves pizza.
Mozzarella, Parmesan. It's a tie for me between those two cheeses. I love both of them so much. Mm-hmm. Home to more than 126 cheese plants, Dairy State farmers produce more than 350 different varieties of cheese, double any other state.
Yep. That's how we do it here at the Dairy State.
Melissa, what were you referring to as far as mozzarella with the...
The lactose. It has less lactose in it.
I didn't realize that. I didn't realize that. Interesting. Are there other cheeses that are really are good
aged,
for that?
Aged white cheddars, or honestly any aged cheese, if it's aged more than like 12 months, it will contain less lactose.
Interesting.
Kind of cool.
Yeah, that is.
Most hard cheeses have less lactose in them.
Oh, good. Now, that I will remember.
Mozzarella is the opposite. So now I got to look this up because I'm second-guessing myself.
You go ahead and do that while I talk about the Rudolph Cheese Factory.
Yes.
And shout them out and everything as we talk about buying local, supporting local. One of our easiest things to support is the Wisconsin Dairy State Cheese Company. Nobody has a hard time supporting that. We're always supporting them. And we say a good shout-out and a good morning to our friends over there at Rudolph. Visit them, especially if it's been a while. I was there not too long ago and everything, and I love how current and everything is over there, how much fun it is. I don't know. It brings out the kid in me. We went there as one of my first field trips living in the state here, and I don't know. It just always brings out the kid in me going there. I always catch myself into watching how they're making things and checking out that and everything. So, check out our friends at the Wisconsin State Dairy Cheese Company, 6860 Wisconsin 34 Rudolph Wisconsin, go ahead and head on over there. You can find out more at their website, wisconsincheese.com. Mm-hmm.
And it's easy to find, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need
right
my address. Nobody needed
north.
The address. I don't know why.
That's okay.
DairyStateCheese.com you can go to find out more. Or just go ahead and drive to Rudolph and you will find it. Yes.
So in classic Google fashion, I have completely opposing results on whether or not mozzarella contains lactose. Because top two finds, cheeses that tend to be higher in lactose include soft cheese spreads like cottage cheese and mozzarella. And then the second one, mozzarella cheese contains far less lactose than many other dairy products. So, there you go.
Okay, all right.
It could be both. It could be either, it could be neither. That's where we're at.
There we go. That sort of answers that. That is we encourage you to go to upnorthnews.com, sign up for that newsletter. Big shout out to the team at Up North News. Check out.
They actually dig into all of these other also dairy producers and give you ways to use the cheese, which is just awesome.
Their producers prepare their co-hosts much better too, I suppose. To check out their show 6 to 8 across the state, across the Civic Media Network. Support those that support us, support our team, our family here at Civic Media. Want to spend a special shout out to Earl Ingram. Earl is going to be joining me today for an episode of Director's Cut. We're not going to be able to because of the phone situations, but he will be with us shortly, and as soon as we get that interview wrapped up, we will have that on the next Director's Cut as we continue our Civic series here. And interview I'm going to try to get as many of our good team members as we can on the show, and eventually we will be getting our in-house staff, our studio staff here and everything with all the team here, and that'll be fun too.
Sounds good.
Right now, we'll take a time out, check in with our friends at El Cafe and the Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's one of It's 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to El Cafe today. Wish them a great day from all of us here at WFHR. Head on over to 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Wish them a good one, everybody.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm on El Cafe hours this week. We were both closed on Monday.
They're open now. Go ahead and join them today, everybody, and check out that amazing menu they have over there.
Oh, they have a fun one this week because they're getting stuffed over at El Cafe. Because everything is, all their lunch specials are stuffed. Today, it's stuffed tomato with chicken salad.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. I can't wait till Saturday when it's stuffed acorn squash.
Oh, that, you know, I actually have always wanted to try that. Interesting.
You'll have to get over there on Saturday.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, that'd be great. Especially if it's the first time I'm going to try it. That seems like a good place to try it.
Well, for breakfast today, it's a brewer skillet with chorizo and Italian sausage.
Some great stuff there. There's some great videos on their Facebook page. Be sure to check it out, everybody. Head on over to El Cafe and head on over to Facebook and type in their El Cafe and like their page. Mm-hmm. Support those that support us. Support local, everybody.
It's a great follow.
Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. info@wfhr.com. You can go ahead and email us that way or email any of our staff, james.maleff@civicmedia.us, or...
Yeah, you can call up. You can't call up today because of the phone lines.
No, I was trying to set you up I was trying to set you up for your email.
My email, melissa.k@civicmedia.us.
Since I couldn't go to you for the phone, I'm sorry. I'm throwing curveballs at you all morning.
I was flipping through their page because they do at El Cafe. They also have a haunted house this weekend.
Ooh. That is awesome. We got to look into more of that.
October 27th, which is Sunday.
Oh, that's a fun idea.
4 to 6. It's a free event, but you can make a donation if you'd like. Wear your favorite costume, and they're trunk or treating, and brave the haunted house. Exciting thrills and delicious hot chocolate await you on the other side.
I'm looking for any excuse to wear. I haven't had a costume in so long, so I'm looking for any.
Now you have one, so you need places to go.
Yes, I definitely will do that.
Here you go.
That sounds awesome. More on costumes a little bit later too. I want to talk about something when we talk about theater a little bit later. Okay. That is a great place. Go ahead and check out our friends at El Cafe and get us those birthdays and anniversaries, everybody. While you can't call in today, you can hit us up on Facebook. Direct message us. I will get them right away and get them out there for you.
Yep.
Let's dive into our list, and we got a local one. A couple of close ones to the studio here. We want to talk about first. First up, Pam's great niece.
Oh.
It's her second birthday, Mel.
Oh, cute.
And her name is Molly Mary Lueck.
Oh, happy second birthday, Molly.
Molly,
that is so cute.
Happy second, and you have one of the greatest names I've heard in a long time, Molly. That is a great name. Enjoy your day,
adorable.
Molly. Molly lives in Oregon, Wisconsin. We wish her and her family a great day.
Mm-hmm.
We also want to wish a very happy birthday to my oldest and longest friend, Chris Zerflew.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Chris and I have been at this for quite some time. first time we met at Washington School, we got into a fight.
And now you're lifelong buddies.
Yeah. We were giving each other dirty looks throughout the whole rest of the day in class. We're both walking home at the end of school, and I'm on one side of the street. He's on another. And coming from where I come from, I thought he wanted to continue the fight. He was just trying to walk home. I'm like, oh. What do you want? I don't want nothing. And we started. We were like, okay, are you going home? Me too. And we've been friends ever since. He's the oldest best friend I have. He's also one of the greatest people I've ever known. A great father, a great person, great friend. Enjoy your day, brother. Talk to you a little bit later.
Yeah, happy birthday, Chris. I have another one to mention before we get to
the official list.
It is my oldest niece's birthday today, Bella Rose. She turns 14 today.
Bella, enjoy your day. Wow, another beautiful name. Wow, that's a good one.
I got to see her this weekend, so it was a good time.
Enjoy your day, Bella. Hope it's a good one. Mm-hmm. Beautiful name. But I'm not just saying that because my daughter, Isabella.
Of course.
It's a great name. Mm-hmm. Mel, I need a one or a two.
Let's go with two.
All right. Gives us the qualifier. And so we can get right into the celebrating for our official list. And we get first on there, Lizzie Adams.
Happy birthday, Lizzie.
Enjoy your day. Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Tara Johnson.
Hey, happy birthday, Tara. Congratulations.
Tara, enjoy your day. Brag to all your friends, family, strangers, animals, all of the above.
Mm-hmm.
Enjoy. And enjoy your day, everybody out there celebrating.
Absolutely.
Taking a quick look at our celebrity list here, Jonathan Lipinski is 34. Maybe not a name that a lot of you might recognize, but you would remember him as the little boy from Jerry Maguire.
Ah.
He did a good job in that. He was in Like Mike 2 as well, but he did a good job in that one. Let's see here. Jesse Tyler Ferguson is 49. Mitchell on Modern Family. A good character actor. I think a lot of people would know him if they saw him.
Okay.
Shelby Lynn is 56, singer, songwriter, won a Grammy for Best New Artist back in 2000.
Hmm.
Shaggy is 56. Wow.
Shaggy.
Had a big hit back in the 90s and, had some other songs here and there. He popped in and out of pop culture quite a bit.
Okay. Yeah. Jamaican American musician.
Good one.
It wasn't me. That's why I know him.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. What would Brian Boitano do? Find out today on Brian Boitano's birthday. 61 years old for Olympic figure skating, a champion, just an amazing athlete. A lot of fun to watch.
61 years old. Wow.
Bob Odenkirk is 62. A lot of the younger people out there will know him as Saul on Breaking Bad or Better Off Saul.
Better Call Saul.
Better Call Saul. I will say that he is one of my all-time favorite writers and comedians and actors. One of my first influences, too. As a kid, I had HBO, and I would watch the sketch comedy show Mr. Show with Bob and Dave. David Cross, Bob Odenkirk. And it was some of the funny, still to this day, some of the funniest sketch writing you will ever see. Just an incredible, funny show, and Bob Odenkirk is just amazing. There's a number of things. He's had a really good renaissance since the Better Call Saul run that he's had and everything, where he's been able to do a bunch of other movies. And there's no bad performance from Bob Odenkirk. But there is a movie that I do recommend. I do think people should check out. It's one of his more recent movies. It's called Nobody. And it's an action movie starring Bob Odenkirk. and that could not be a more funny sentence if you've seen any acting of Bob Odenkirk's, but he's really good in it and really believable.
Beat up. Wow.
Yeah.
Poor guy.
Yeah. You get a chance to check out that movie, everybody. I do recommend that one. It was really good.
And, there actually, it's actually a normal length movie. It's an hour and a half.
Yeah.
That's a reason to watch it nowadays.
Yeah. And it's almost perfect because of that in some ways too, because they don't try to overtell the story or try to drag it out to 2 hours.
Yeah. Or 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's dumb.
A couple of legends we got to celebrate now. Jeff Goldblum is 72 today.
Jeff Goldblum.
I knew. I was wondering if what kind of exact reaction I would get. That makes sense. Yes. He's just a fantastic, incredible actor.
I can't believe he's 72. He does not look it.
I think there's he is in a bunch of movies coming up. I believe he's in the new Wicked. He is in a handful of other stuff. Talking about having a renaissance, Jeff Goldblum just has this happen every couple of years where he gets more and more work. He is one of the more celebrated actors as far as by other actors as well. Just a very well-liked guy in the industry, a guy that a lot of people respect and enjoy working with. Another one of these actors where, Jeff's in that? Oh, I'll do it.
Absolutely. Yeah, or for me, watch it. I'll watch it if he's in it.
It's nice to be able to talk about some of these guys where they're just as talented as they are just as good as people.
Not something you can say about every actor or person in the limelight, but definitely since Independence Day and Jurassic Park. But those two movies are what won me over with him.
There are so many 80s movies that I could talk about with Jeff Goldblum that I remember seeing as a kid and just being like, well, honestly, being blunt, and I please understand, I do not think I look anything necessarily like him, but I've been told that I do, and by casting agents, I've been told I do. And when an actor like that can make a break, that means that other actors like that can make a break, like Adrian Brody or certain other actors and everything. And it may seem silly to some, like they look at him, and that's a handsome guy, always very talented, or whatever. I cannot stress how difficult it is to not be blonde hair and blue eyed in this game. when you have a different look that is not the typical Hollywood look, it is difficult to break through. It's always impressive to me to see actors like him able to do it.
Yeah.
Similar to Mr. Goldblum, Christopher Lloyd is 86 today. Again, just as talented as he is, you can make the argument he's an even nicer person.
I love him so much. Back to the Future, obviously, is, the clincher for me. But then just pretty much everything else he's been in, too.
The perfect Uncle Fester in Adam's Family. He's in Star Trek III.
Dennis the Menace movie from '93.
It's a wonderful movie he's in. Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead. That is Andy Garcia and Christopher Lloyd, a couple of other big actors in it. It's an independent movie. It's not a great movie, but his performance alone is almost worth seeing it. And of course, like a lot of people out there, my first experience with him was Jim on Taxi. just an incredible actor. Love Christopher Lloyd.
Oh, so good. Wasn't he the voice of Rasputin in Anastasia?
Yes.
He Rasputin, or yeah, I think that's
I think you're right about that. Yes, good call. Yeah. If you follow him on social media, one of the things you get to see is him and Michael J. Fox doing a lot of stuff together. That they've been working together a lot over the last couple of years.
Back to the Future days.
Yeah.
So good.
And Curly Howard would have been celebrating a birthday today. Born in 1903, passed away in 1952. One of the Three Stooges' geniuses. Mo and Shemp Howard were his brothers. Shemp was the original Three Stooge, but when he left to do his own thing before the Stooges were famous, Curly took his place. It's got to be a little bit similar to, leaving the Beatles right before they make it, or getting kicked out of the Beatles before they make it. Either way. But interesting one. And great birthdays today.
Mm-hmm. And, we had a batch of 5 kittens once when I was little. We named them Larry, Curly, Mo, Shemp, and Joe.
Wow.
Shemp and Joe were the two odd out.
Yeah.
Stooges.
Man, well done. That is awesome, Melissa. That is a good one. That is one of the better naming of animals I've heard. That is good. Great names, great people on our list today. Happy birthday and anniversary to everybody out there celebrating.
Absolutely. Get over to El Cafe and get stuffed.
Get stuffed on and enjoy and say hi to the gang over there at El Cafe Ford. It's at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. We'll have another El Cafe birthday and anniversary club for you tomorrow and all week long right in this time slot.
Get us your birthdays. Don't call, though. Please message or email.
Please do. Morse code, smoke signals, whatever you got to use. We will be here at the end of this break coming up on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine.
Melissa and James here with you. We hope you're having a great Tuesday out there. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. We're going to talk a little daylight savings time and dread of that in a moment.
Okay.
That's coming up. But I wanted to get into this with you, Melissa. I don't know. Did you have a chance at all to see the U.S. Senate debate Friday hosted by the WBA?
No, I did not. I've heard a few things about it since then, but no, I did not watch it.
I just wanted to shout out to the all the team that asked the questions and the job that they did. And I would like to send a very, very special shout out to the moderator, Jill Geisler. Did an amazing job. I thought she was fantastic. I want to send a shout out specifically to them for doing a debate the way a debate should be done. There was, in my opinion, at the very least, when there was an important aspect of this debate to me, and it was that and I don't know if the logistics were the right way to do this, because honestly, I've never seen this in a debate before. I've mentioned before, I grew up in a political family. I've literally been watching debates as long as I've been watching the Super Bowl, specifically presidential debates, but just talking about debates in general, I've never seen this before, where they had in there one of the rules, if you will, for lack of a better word, was if the candidate doesn't answer the question, they can follow up with, "Sir or ma'am, you did not answer the question. Please specifically answer the question."
Good. Yeah.
It may not seem like a big deal. Like, oh, well, that seems like basic human intelligence. That seems like basic, you know, conversation. I ask a question, you answer it. But if you follow politics for 5 seconds, you will see that candidates don't always do this. Mm-hmm. There are certainly certain candidates that are more guilty of this than others. But even ones that I will be voting for in November, to be quite blunt, are guilty of this at times. And this is one of the difficulties and one of the problems we have when we have a disconnect with people and encouraging them to get out there and vote and learn about these candidates. Well, I want to know how they feel about a subject. Okay, so ask that candidate. Well, my opponent? Nah, shut up. I didn't ask you about your opponent. I can look up your opponent myself. I don't need you to tell me about them. Right. Tell me about you, and specifically you. Well, you can't answer that, can you? Like, that seems like a pretty good sign that person shouldn't be in that job. These jobs are valuable. These jobs are important. Yeah. These jobs mean something. It shouldn't just be anybody that does it. It needs to be people that are good for the job and good for the constituents. And yes, we can't find that out in these situations if they don't, if they're not clear, if right, all they do is whine about the other person. And as somebody who enjoys politics to a degree, it does is push people farther away when we're trying to bring them closer together. Mm-hmm. I think a big shout out to them in the debate and the way they handled it. I thought they did a really nice job, and it was good coverage for that one.
And it's a really good thing to push back on that of, but you didn't actually answer the question. Please do so. And I've heard it a little bit in other debates up to this point, so I'm glad that they did that. And I will go back and watch that debate. I just haven't had a chance yet.
I encourage everybody to, and certainly, you know, pay attention to the way people answer questions. I think that's very important, because they give you a lot more answers than you think. I tell this to people all the time when they push me about my interviewing, the way I interview our representatives or our politicians that join us on the air here. I don't have to do the whole quote unquote gotcha thing. I don't got to do those kind of, you know, curveball questions. They give you those things in the answers. If you ask good questions and make sure that they answer them, they will give you everything they are right there. You can read between the lines. You can listen to what they're saying. You can listen to the tone of what they say, or what they don't say is often just as important.
Well, and that's the importance of actually watching these debates, not just listening to commentary afterwards, because commentary is going to spin it whichever direction the commentator is leaning. So paying attention to the debates and watching the actual debates is going to benefit you more. in my opinion.
And one of the most important things I think to keep in mind as we are in the home stretch here, going leading up to November 5th, think for yourself. Mm-hmm. Think for yourself. Think of what is the best for you, your family, your community.
Your community.
You are not in this alone. We are doing this together. And encourage you to think for yourself when it comes to this. Not about parties. Not about, well, this person does this. No, what do you do? What do you do? You want me to vote for you? Tell me about you and this, and not taking anything less than that. And go to myvote.wi.gov. Make sure that you are registered. You are all set and ready to go for November 5th. Mm-hmm. Help democracy ring, baby.
Yeah, early in-person voting kicks off today, so
you can get it out of the way.
Check out your municipality and see what's available for you.
Get it done. Get out there. And another thing that I think we can all agree on, we're so close to being done. We're so close, everybody.
Can we just already get there?
Please. Why do bears are the only ones that get to hibernate? I want to be able to hibernate the last 6 months of a presidential year.
Wouldn't that be nice? I feel so sorry for our postal workers that are carrying all these extra pounds of mailers.
How much of that wasted?
It's just wasted money.
God, I wish the phone lines were working. Email me, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us, or direct message us on our Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. If you have ever had one of those pieces of mail change your mind, if you were all set to vote for candidate A, but you got that and you're like, well, wait a minute here. That completely changed my mind. Like an attack ad ever changed your mind. Guess what? None of you. Not a dang one of you. A completely waste of time. They're spinning their wheels so it looks like they're doing something.
But they're just wasting money.
Well, and when you get all that money, you got to look like you're doing something with it.
Ugh.
It's just nasty. Nasty. Yeah. We're almost done. We're almost there,
everybody. We have a palate
cleanser? Yes, we do. And it's daylight savings time.
I mean, extra hours of sleep, sure. Great.
Our palate cleanser is nuts.
Nuts.
Yeah. That's
we're all going nuts.
Yes. See, come on. Tell me that in a segue. Tell me. Today is National Nut Day, and a lot of people would be interested in celebrating this. According to one poll, 88% of people say that they like nuts. They're nuts about nuts.
That's great.
That is a pretty high percentage. Maybe we should have Peanuts running for office, or something like that.
Mr. Peanut?
Or Charlie Brown and Snoopy or something. I don't know. That was a bad joke. A poll asked people what nuts they enjoyed the most, and 24% of people said pistachios. I didn't see that one coming.
Really? Well, they are good.
Yeah. And it just barely edged out cashews.
Yeah, cashews are good too.
15% said peanuts. I would have thought peanuts would have been in the number one. 9% said almonds, and 4% said walnuts.
And see, I would have thought almonds would have been higher.
Oh, yeah.
I think peanuts are the most common nuts, so I think those are easily the bottom of the rank. They're also the cheapest.
Yeah. They're my favorite, though. I love peanuts.
Are you?
Yeah. And 23% said other. That's a pretty big chunk right there. The other favorite nuts include pine nuts, pecans, hazelnuts, macadamia nuts, Brazilian nuts, and roasted chestnuts. The definition of nut was stretched even further by someone who suggested coconuts. But all these pale in comparison to my favorite nut, donuts.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
So high in protein.
Thank you. You can put your tips right in the jar there. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Homer.
I'll be back here at 7. I'll be back here. do you have a favorite kind of nut, or do you even like peanuts, or nuts in general?
I love nuts. Honestly, if I'm going to like buy them to eat, it's usually cashews, or I like the flavored almonds. The wasabi almonds are probably my favorite.
Okay, yeah.
If I had to choose just one. I like nuts. I like sunflower seeds in my salad. The amazing amount of things that you can do with cashew nuts, as far as like making cheese sauces and things that are dairy-free, are pretty impressive.
You know, I don't know. I hadn't really thought too much about this before, but it's certainly one of those things that. So my sister really likes those kind of nights too, the wasabi stuff and all the flavored ones and everything. And I didn't realize how popular they were until I went grocery shopping with her and saw the different kinds and everything. Like, that's one of the bigger ones out there. A lot of people fans of those.
But also just like packages of mixed nuts are great too, in like the little trail mix nuts packages that have chocolate chunks or whatever in them. But the variety of nuts together is good.
Trail mix ain't the same without it. It's right. A good one. And of course, peanut butter. But we do
is
say
like half your body weight in peanut butter.
Yes, at least. just to keep in mind as well, as we celebrate this today, there are those out there that can't. 2 to 3% of our population is nut allergic, so keep that in mind, everybody. When it comes to
nut allergy, is a serious allergy.
Yeah, I had a friend get that once in college, and it was instantaneous, almost. Like she said something like where her she was pointing to her purse where I'm sorry she said my EpiPen, my purse,
that's probably all she could get out before.
It was insane. I've never seen anything like it. It was crazy. There's nothing to mess around with. We will take a quick time out. When we come back, we are talking about those clocks changing. We're gonna get into that one coming up on the morning show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James, here, joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Hope you're having a good day. Good things coming up for you, everybody. We're going to get into the confidence we have in taking a driver test today. How much confidence would we have in that? Got that one coming up. We're going to talk a little bit about chaos packaging. That one's coming
packaging,
up for you.
Okay.
But first we got to get into the idea of daylight savings time and some of that. And the clocks, no one wants to keep changing the clocks twice a year and everything, yet it won't go away. Nope. There is a new report out that says the average person starts dreading changing the clocks 11 days before it takes effect.
Yeah.
More than a week beforehand.
Almost 2 weeks.
This year, daylight savings time ends on November 3rd, which means that the misery starts setting in tomorrow for some people. For some. Overall, 40% of people admit that they feel a sense of dread. Also, that dread can linger until about 13 days after the change, which would be around November 16th. The main issue is that it can bring on, quote, sunlight blues, because it starts becoming dark by the time many people get off work.
Yeah. You don't have any daylight hours left after you're done with your work day.
When I was first going to school out here, it was like that when, you know, it was dark out when you went to school, and then it was dark by the time I got home because I was the last kid on the bus getting dropped off. And I just remember, like, just dreading that, just really not liking that. The changing of the clocks also throws people's systems out of whack, and that's mostly sleep-related.
Yeah.
37% of people say that they need more sleep in the days and weeks after daylight savings time ends. And those people say that they need an extra hour and 24 minutes in order to feel well rested after the change.
Yeah, I believe it.
All this is stuff that I think is understood by many people out there. But it's also another, I think it's good to note that you're not alone in this. I think it's also good to note that we have this in common. And anytime we can bring up things that we have in common, it's never a bad thing.
True. And the fact that we all dislike it and we have the same conversation every single time we have a time change just boggles the mind why we haven't gotten rid of it yet.
Yeah, it's one of those things that you're going to hear lawmakers talking about from time to time, probably the rest of our lives.
Yeah, they've attempted to pass it, but they can't for some reason. Why is that?
Yeah, that's a good one. Look into that one, everybody.
There's multiple reasons why they've said we have daylight savings time. They like to say it was because of farmers. Well, no, I think that's been debunked. But also now farmers have fantastic lighting. They can do field work in the middle of the night if they wanted to, if they have the lighting system for it. Because some of those tractors have some pretty fantastic headlights.
We are a solutions-based radio show. So
solutions-based, okay.
So I wanted to get into ways to beat the blues, ways to beat those daylight blues and stuff. You know, and there's a handful of one. Certainly some obvious ones, I would think, as far as getting as much sunlight as you can, you know, while you can, while it's nice out. The sunlight blues don't have to necessarily, you know, be something you miss if you get, you know, if you can get some sun in during the day. Sometimes maybe that's not being outside. Maybe it's opening the windows a little bit earlier, you know, opening the drapes, I mean, a little bit earlier or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Or taking a walk on your lunch break. And that's another way to get more sunlight.
Yes. And speaking of that, exercise is another one on the list here. So not only are you going to get that, but you're going to get a chance to improve your mood by releasing endorphins. You can try going for a walk or even just, you know, a quick, you know, push-ups or sit-ups or anything like that. But a walk is a really good one to do because, again, you get the sunlight in. They also recommend light therapy. Light yes. therapy can help with seasonal affect disorder and other conditions caused by lack of daylight.
Mm-hmm. There are special lights that you can get to just put on your like on your desk while you're working and have them on during the day.
Certainly trying to minimize stress. Don't overbook yourself. You know what's coming. Ease into that. I think that one of the things is always good is giving yourself palate cleansers, things to look forward to or what have you. You know, that'll help you through that. Relaxing is certainly an important one, just less similar to the minimizing stress. They encourage people to make plans with loved ones and make things to look forward to in the winter, look forward to in these you know, colder months.
Yeah.
It can, you know, I think that that's a big part of why the holidays are so important. Because, you know, they give us something to kind of focus on during this time of year and look forward to.
Yeah. And there's a lot of them crammed into this time.
But yeah, you're so right. One that I never think of course, eat well.
Oh, there you go. Nourish your body.
Yes. A balanced diet can boost your mood and energy. Avoid sugary snacks. Instead, eat foods like chocolate that can improve your mood. I do think that comfort foods can be good this time of year.
Avoid sugary snacks. Eat chocolate. So what they mean is dark chocolate, not milk chocolate.
Thank you, Melissa. I thought I was a little confused by that one, to be honest. I was a little bit. But there's all kinds of things. And again, you know this one's coming, so that could help a little bit in defeating those daylight blues.
And then, you know, keeping your scheduled bedtime. Yeah, you got to change it by an hour, but still trying to get a little bit more, a little extra sleep will definitely help.
Mm-hmm. We'll get into that chaos packaging a little bit later in the 9 o'clock hour. But for now, how confident are any of you at taking a driver's test? How good do you feel about this one?
Since driver's ed.
We're always hearing stuff like, you know, complaining about other drivers and things like that. Well, a new survey asked Americans how they'd do on a driving test if they had to take one right now, right this second. And only
Any prep work.
Yeah. And only 40% of people are confident they could ace it. On the flip side, 25% of people admit that they would probably fail.
Wow.
And it isn't just knowing the rules of the road. Many Americans admit that they don't even know their own vehicle. The average driver understands about 78% of their dashboard indicators and warning lights. Most people know their oil light and check engine one, but less than half could identify their tire pressure light or brake system warning.
Well, I don't know. Those are... I don't know if that's an accurate read of being able to pass a driver's test or not. A lot of cars nowadays actually like spell it out for you on the screen, but you're not going to see it unless it's being... You know, unless it's on.
I wonder if that was just an add-on to the article. If that was just, you know, it didn't have to do with the driving test. Maybe it does, but I agree with you.
You do have to identify those things, but they're not standard across vehicles.
Yeah, yeah. Most people said that Google what a warning light meant if they didn't know, and 15% admitted that they never looked at their car's owner manual. That's wild to me. That's wild to me.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and cars are so complicated nowadays. Well, the computer systems and the different menu options you have for your screens, it's overwhelming.
You know, I get different people are going to be into different things, of course, but I especially when you own a vehicle or it's your vehicle, I think it's kind of cool to learn more and more about it. Like, regardless of how you feel about vehicles and everything, and I certainly think it's safe and helpful for you to know as much about your vehicle as possible. It is carrying you around everywhere. I just think it's kind of cool. I think that it's very interesting. We've normalized what we drive or what we do every day in driving vehicles and cars and everything.
That is true.
And we it may actually give you a little more understanding of your vehicle, may save you from going to the mechanic, or when you do got to go to the mechanic, having some understanding of what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, going in there, do what my mom did. My mom got really angry about bringing her vehicle into mechanics and the way they would treat her. So she's tried to learn more than they did. you know, not that I think that necessarily people want that kind of thing thrown in their face.
But it's important to be an informed consumer.
Yeah.
You know, to know what services you're getting. But I think the important thing about this article, James, is how many people know what to do at a four-way stop?
Yes. 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 100%.
I mean, there are so many things that you have to do on a driver's test. That is one of them. Parallel parking is another. And as I told my brother Mitch this weekend, parallel parking is my superpower.
Yeah.
Very good at it. It's like one of the few things I brag about.
You've mentioned this. Because it's one of the few things you brag about, that's why I remember it.
And now I don't get it 100% of the time, but I would say a good 90% of the time I'm pretty spot on.
That's a good one. That's a really good one. We are going to get into a bunch of fun in the 9 o'clock hour. We've got some entertainment news for you. We're going to get into, looking forward to, we've got a Selena Gomez story. We've also got a surprising early jobs of the sex sexiest men alive.
Okay.
Got that one for
important
you.
Important stuff coming up.
Exactly, yes. We cover the topics nobody else is, they're afraid to cover. We'll also get into some local theater news with our friends over at Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater and Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. All that coming up for you in the 9 o'clock with Melissa and James right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.